know of anything that maybe I could put on the roof?
Two questions. What kind of antenna? And how tall is it?
Yeah, it's a 17-foot diamond. It's a 2-meter antenna.
So, Mike, what I did is I elected to say, hey, I don't want to attach a bracket to the side of my house because it's kind of forever. So I actually put a 20-foot 4x4 down to the ground about 4 feet, and then I attached another 10-foot piece of fence, top post, or top rail, rather, for fence, and with using some brackets and what have you. And that got me, whatever, 20 feet in the air plus the antenna. And I can show you a little diagram of it or email it to you. It's pretty easy to build. It's very sturdy, and it keeps you from having to drill any holes in your house.
Well, I'll tell you the easier way I did it. What I did was I took a piece of half-inch conduit, threw it in the ground about a foot and a half, and then I took a piece of 1-inch EMT, screwed together, banged it in the ground over top of it, and grabbed the antenna, hooked the antenna to that. And let me tell you something, that thing did not move, it did not tip over, it just stayed there.
Now you just doubled with Mike there. You stepped all over him. Go ahead again, Mike.
Yeah, I've got those materials at the house, the fence post and or the actual 4x4 and the top rail on a chain link fence. I've got that stuff.
It's very easy to make, and like I said, now if you want to, if you're just absolutely set on attaching something to the side of the peak there, the soffit or whatever you were thinking, there are some brackets made. TX Engineering's got them. I don't think you need anything that stout on a 2-meter antenna, to tell you the truth. And the nice thing about that pole setup is you don't really even have to put it right next to the house. You can stick it out in the trees a little bit if you wanted to. It's gonna work just as well.
All right, that sounds great. I definitely appreciate it.
Pretty sure I've got your email. I'll look it up and send you a quick diagram and picture of what I did. It worked really well. I did use some other brackets as well that I got from Radio Shack, but I'll find your email and send you a copy of it.
All right, thanks a lot. Well, I hope you have a good day. I'm going to say 7-3s to you. I've left a little bit early and had showing up to work a little bit early. So, you have a good one.
Yeah, good to hear you, Mike. And, yeah, I did the same thing. Left a little early so we can get done a little early. Today's, we draw a check every Friday, so today's payday, so to speak, for us. So we want to get our 8 or 9 hours in, get paid, and be on our way. 73, Mike, I'll catch you again. Al, take it away.
Yeah, I was going to say, I used conduit, and with Brian, it worked pretty well. No, like I said, I'll give you my phone and give me a call. My brother's got some of the deck done. We fixed some of that stuff. And I'm just playing a little comedy that would have me in Connecticut, but I'm doing okay. I'm physically doing a little better than I was. I'm off of oxygen 100% now.
Hey, Ed and Al, 7-3s to you guys, and we'll catch up with you Monday morning, hopefully. KK4NXE, we're going to be clear.
Mike.
Have a good one, Mike. 7-3s.
Everybody's signal's hanging good this morning.
I'll have to get your phone number when I'm not driving. I'm driving right now.
Your signal's doing pretty good. It's doing better than it usually does.
Well, I'm going to lose you guys, everybody here, in, a mile or so. Or probably another 5 miles beyond that. Then I'll find you again.
Yeah, I got, I wish I'd get back on HF. Boy, I miss it.
Working so doggone much, I haven't even had a chance to really spend a lot of time on the radio, but I did manage to get a few hours in this week and work Coco's Island, which was a new one for me.
Yeah, I figured we're going to use a vertical amount of lines of coils and stuff and all that. And I miss talking to guys. A lot of those guys. I miss you guys on some of the assignments. The guys fun. Those guys miss my time. I had some pretty good signals you guys did. I almost got to drink 4L, the wiring done for that.
Have any HF antennas on?
No, I have nothing at all right now.
Tell me you don't have no trees around you.
Nope, not right now. Until I can figure this thing out and fix it. I had a ham stick up there on top, but those things don't handle power very well, and it shorted out and almost blew my transmitter up. Chinese coils, they weren't even 100 watts of, and we were handling 30 watts of AM, unbelievable. How far you gotta go today? I'm going clear for now. Yeah, well, let's just see if you're ready to hear me. You might not be yet. D7J, cap 1.